That morning we left to go about 11 o'clock. There was five cars. We could have got into four cars and left our car, which someone shouted to us, come and get in our cars, but we wanted to drive ourselves. Along the way, I think I was fifth in the convoy, and then something happened to one of the other cars and we ended up all changing positions, and I ended up fourth, which was lucky in some respects that we were, due to if we wouldn't have changed, then the car would have hit and one of the cars that had a baby in it. So we're thankful that it was, it was us and not the one with the baby in it. Remember the crash very clearly. A car just basically didn't follow the curvature of the road round and just come straight onto to our side of the road. He would have missed us if he hadn't tried to correct it, and by him trying to correct it, he comes straight into us. I remember the car rolling backwards onto oncoming traffic, and me trying to get my leg free from underneath the brake pedal, which I managed to do as we was rolling backwards. I was trying to press the brakes to make us stop, but the brakes weren't working. There was a cliff or like a hill where we would have rolled down, but I remember pulling up the handbrake, and obviously checking on Gemma, who was in a lot of pain, saying her wrist and she couldn't breathe. And I remember people in our party running over to the car, checking on us, asking if it was all right, holding Gemma's neck because she couldn't breathe and said that her back was hurting. I managed to be assisted from the crash. I couldn't walk, and they practically dragged me away from it and sat me in another car whilst the paramedics come and they tended to Gemma. I will say though that the paramedics didn't do a very good job. They just basically tried to pull Gemma out of the car. There was no backboard put on her, no collar. Nothing. It was up to people, first responders in our party that had experience, who was telling the creep people that no, you need to do this. I mean, at one point they even tried to make a stand out in broken glass. And then off to the hospital we went. Very bumpy ride. I think the ambulance driver found every pothole in Crete. To where me and Gemma was separated. I could hear her screaming in the next room, and I was trying to get to her. They wouldn't let me. And then once they checked me over, they basically discharged me with no painkillers, no crutches, no nothing, and took me up to Gemma in a ward and basically had me sit in a chair next to her for 3 days, whilst I still had all my injuries. I had to nurse her better, because the nursing system over there is not like it is here. The family have to nurse them. Obviously, with all my injuries, it was quite difficult. And obviously not speaking the language and the culture difference. They were very rough with Gemma and caused her a lot of pain. I'd also say that, our insurance company have been out of the world. The people that we spoke to helped us every step of the way. I can't explain how important it is for people to get holiday insurance. Because if you're stuck in a country and you don't have holiday insurance after something like this, and getting home, I mean, we had the holiday insurance and it was traumatic enough. So without having holiday insurance, I can only imagine, how's somebody going to get home. We was fortunate enough to have a great insurance company who provided everything. They moved us to a private hospital where we got better care after 3 days. And then they got us a private flight home. So there was with a private doctor and a private paramedic seeing to Gemma every step of the way until they got us back here to the UK and actually accompanied us to the hospital here at Pembroke. Not leaving Gemma's side until care was handed over.